From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A powerful bomb has ripped through a crowded mosque in southeastern Afghanistan, killing at least 12 worshippers, wounding 33 others. That attack came hours after unknown gunmen in a northern Afghan region kidnapped 7 engineers, mostly Indian nationals. The mosque bombing occurred in Khost province, which borders Pakistan. The provincial Afghan police chief confirmed the death toll to VOA, saying the worship place was also serving as a voter registration center. He anticipates the death toll to rise. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the violence. Thousands across Russia have demonstrated that they are not in support of a fourth term for Russian President Vladimir Putin. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of demonstrators crowded into Moscow's Pushkin Square in a day of protests across Russia ahead of Vladimir Putin's inauguration for a fourth term as president. A monitoring group says more than 350 people have been arrested around the country. Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
For the first time in 9 years, Lebanese voters this Sunday participate in parliamentary elections. Security concerns did postpone that vote several times. The main competition is between the Western-backed coalition of Prime Minister Saad Hariri's Future Movement Party and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. 86 women are running for seats in Lebanon's 128-member parliament. It's equally divided between Muslims and Christians. Security forces have been deployed to polling stations for Sunday's elections. An official tally is expected to take several days for this vote. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's president warned Sunday about the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. If the United States leaves the nuclear agreement, you will soon see that they will regret it like never before in history. Hassan Rouhani made the statements during a televised address. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will decide by May 12th whether Washington will remain an adherent to the nuclear agreement. Former New York mayor and presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani is now the outspoken face of President Trump's legal team. He talked to reporters in Washington about a number of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal and whether Mr. Trump should withdraw.
He first has to decide what he wants to do with the agreement. Seems to me there are three choices, right? One that I don't like, continue it. Second one, renegotiate it. Number three, throw it out, get the sanctions back, and then see if they don't come to on their knees again like they did last time.
Meanwhile, a foreign policy advisor to Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned last week Iran would withdraw from the deal if Trump follows through on his threat to pull out of the accord. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island remain on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing more evacuations. Lava, molten rock, and toxic gas continue to plague area neighborhoods following the 6.9 magnitude earthquake, the island's largest tremor in more than 40 years. New Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno.
4 or 5 landslides on the Hamakua coastline. Public works and state highways, we're dealing opening those. And, I think one of them at least shut down 2 lanes. But didn't sound like it was going to be anything more extensive than that. I know some buildings had some minor damage. I heard it throughout Hilo Town, but pretty much that was it.
Media reports have not said anything of deaths or injuries as a result. Australia continues its attempts to join the rapidly growing space industry. It's set to receive a multi-million dollar boost. It has many space startups, some of which have struck deals with NASA. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
A company in Australia's Northern Territory is working with indigenous groups to build a launch site. Professor Anna Moore, a member of the Australian government's expert reference group, which advises officials on creating a space agency, says a cash boost in this week's federal budget will go a long way.
The $50 million injection is a great start for setting up the agency itself. We're talking about setting up the administration, the legal aspects, working across government.
The Australian space industry has grown by about 10% annually over the past 2 decades.
That's Phil Mercer reporting for VOA in Sydney. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.